is kosher. Let's say it ends up that you gave the lekerich a drop less than the base kur, is yinaka. So then you have to take it off the price. The lekerich received less than he's supposed to, he has the right to get a reduction. Yes, the kosher, let's say he received a drop more property than the base kur, yachzer, he has to return it. So that's when you have to return it. So the Mishnah is Mashma Hostoma. Let's say the Loshen Mu'astam, I'm selling you a base kur, and we didn't speak out that it be exact, measure it with a string. So then the halacha is, Kehen Choser Hen Yesodami. Mashma then they'll have the same halacha as if you spoke out, a drop more, a drop less. That if the difference is only 1/24 or less, it's a good sale. So that's one deek. Then the Gemara says, no, aim the Sefer. Let's look at the Sefer. Aim the Sefer says in the Sefer, V'yimo maloi hein choser hein yeser. When I said I'm selling you this base kur, they speak out clearly that a little bit less or a little bit more, let's say Taki spoke out. So if he spoke out a little bit less or a little bit more, then the locher is, oh yeah, afilu poiches roiva leso, even if he made a mistake, roiva 1/4 of a calf to a saw, I heiser rival a saw, or else he added on a drop more property. The locher is a giyah. Locher is that the sale is called a good sale. It's called a good sale. So the deek is why? Only because he spoke out and said clearly, when I'm selling you this base roiva hakat, when I'm selling you this base kur, I spoke out clearly, you should know, we speak out, it's going to be a little, even if it'll be a drop more, a drop less. Mashma, only because you spoke out this. Hostoma, mashma, if I speak out clearly, no, I want to sell you a base core property. That was all that was said. So then it's mashma, kemida v'chevel domi, that it's as if you said, I want it to be measured out with a string, which means to the exact inch. That I'm speaking out clearly, I want this to be a pure sale of a base core offer. And if you give me a drop less or a drop more, it's, we have to, because, you know, pay more or take off the price. So Mar says clearly, so from our Mishnah, you can't bring any proof. Again, that's the Shiloh. If I say I'm making a sale, that I'm going to sell you a base kur offer, stam, and it comes out he received a drop more of property or a drop less of property, do we say he has to pay for the extra property? Or do we say no, it's as if they spoke out, a drop more, a drop less, doesn't make a difference. It's all part of the sale. So that's our Shiloh. What's the locha when you say, I'll sell you a base kur, stam? So Mar says, Toshima, come on, bring another proof. It says, halacha, base kur offer ani moichlucho. I want to sell you this property that's the base kur. Here before, base kur offer ani moichlucho. Or else, ke base kur offer ani moichlucho. Or else, if I say ke base, like a base kur, hein choser, hein yeser ani moichlucho. Then I speak out clearly a drop more or a drop less. Halacha is, afilo piches roivulaso, even if it comes out that I gave you a drop less, 1/24 less, or I hoiser roivulaso, or I added on a revius of a calf to a saw, which is 1/24, higio, it's called a good sale. So it says here in one shot, the same malach, if a person just says, beis kur offer ani mechlecho, or else he says, ke beis kur offer ani mechlecho, hein choser hein yeser. Schur almas mashma clearly, that stam. Even though you speak out the sale should be stam, I say, I'm selling you stam, a base kur, it's mashma, alma stoma nami, kein choser hen yesadami. So if I'm saying a stoma, it's also called like a little bit less, a little bit more. Yeah? So that's a diuk. That the only time we say you mean bediuk, exactly to the inch, a base kur, if you speak out clearly, bechevel, that I want it to be measured out with a string. But if you don't speak it out, you want it to be measured with a string, then we always say, it's always a drop more, drop less. Tamar says, maybe no. Maybe Shafna's Breiser is, Hosem Pirushi Kamaforish. Here the Breiser is explaining himself. You know what we're talking about over here? A is a base kur. Shehi ke base kur. One, we say, when you sell a base kur, it's like a base kur. What is like? Like means, not exactly, but a drop more, drop less. When do we say that? Not stam. Not when I say I want to sell you a base kur stam, so we say you mean a drop more, a drop less, but only kegoin di omulei, Only in the case where he speaks out clearly, and it was spoken out, Hein Choster Hein Yeser, I'm selling you true this property of the base core. But it's also spoken out, a drop more, a drop less. Then we say if it's 1/24, more or less it's included. But again, we have no proof. It could be if I say a stam, I want to sell you a base korofor, maybe taka the guy means bedik exactly, and anything less, more is no good. Tamar says, Maskiv lo Rav Asher. Asher, he has a question back. In came, if so, if you want to say it's like one case here, explaining it, says so, why does it say a double lashon, ani moichel lecho lomeli? Why does it have to say two times, like I'm selling you, I'm selling you? If you want to say this brayso means one clear case, and it just says, base kur offer, ani moichel lecho, when does that have a lach like a kud base? Only when you speak it out. So why does it say two times ani moichel lecho? The brayso says, base kur offer ani moichel lecho, kid base kur offer ani moichel lecho. It just should have said it one time. It should have said, base kur offer, kid base kur offer ani moichel lecho. What's the double lashon here? Elo lav shramin, isn't this a proof that it means two separate cases? In other words, stoma. When a person says stam, they don't say any conditions. They just say, I'm selling you a base korofer. Namid has the same malacha, kehen choser and yesadami. Shmamina has the same malacha as if we speak out a drop more, a drop less. That's the halacha taka. That even though we speak out stam, I'm selling, we're making a sale here on a base korofer, that's what was spoken out. If it comes out that you got a drop less, or you got a drop more, still it's a gear. It's called a good sale. We'll leave it the way it is. Everything is kosher. The only time we say you mean bediuk, that if you get a drop more, a drop less, we have to charge more prices, change the prices, that's only when you speak out clearly and say, I'm buying or selling a base core, bichevel. Clearly measured out with the rope, that means to the exact inch. Now the Mishnah says, my machzaloi mois. Again, when it came out that the moicher gave extra property to the lakeich, and he gave him more than 1/24, so since he gave him more than 1/24, now the lakeich has to give back to the moicher. So the Mishnah says the moicher has the right to say, I want back money. Not property, but give me back money. Why? Liyafas keicher shom moicher. In order to make it good for the moicher has the choice to say, either give me back the value, the money for the extra piece of land I gave you, or else give me back that land. Amri liyafas keicher shom moicher. Like why? Amri, somewhere like it's kasha, this is like a kasha. Liyafas keicher shom moicher amrinon. Liyafas keicher shom moicher. Why amrinon? Like how come you say to make it good for the moicher and for the lakech, you don't want to make it good? But your tanya will learn like this. Pichais shiva kavin umachta. Let's say you gave a little bit less. Shivas kavin umachta, lakur. Out of a kur, you gave a little bit less than shiva kavin umachta. That's how much less property you gave him. Or else, by hoister, you gave more property. You gave more 7 kurs and a half of a kur, 7 a kabin and a maslakur. Higia. Then we say it's called a good sale. That's a good sale. Yesem mikav. Let's say though the extra or the less was more than this. Then koifenes ha moicher limchor. We forced the moicher to sell. V'yes halakech likach. And we forced lakech to buy. So Zmashim over here, that for kids, we make a takona for both of them. So why does our Mishnah say, we only make a takona for the Meicher, and here at Zmashim, we make a takona, we care about both of them, both for the Meicher and for the Lekeich. How come here it says, like, Koyfen es HaMeicher Limcher, the Meicher has to sell the extra property, v'yes Lekeich Likach, and Lekeich has to buy it. So it's more like this. Awesome, over there the case is going to have a Yakira Mikora. At the beginning, the price was very expensive. It was worth a lot. That's why the lakech went to buy this property. Because it was worth a lot. Property was worth a lot. Vizol, then later, prices went down. Real estate went down. So therefore, it's like this. Hashta demrinulei. Iarya yehovisli, habli kezula da hashta. Listen, if you give me back property, you have to give it to me
the way the sheep, well, I'll only pay you according to the price right now. Now that the price went down, I'll pay you the way it's worth right now. We learned, says no, that when you give him back the money, you have to give it to him according to the price, how much he spent when he bought it. So Hossam going to have Izul, there is just the opposite. We're going to have Izula Mikora, that at first the price of the property was cheaper. The Yikorolo Hashta, and now the price went up. So therefore then we said, since the price went up, then we said nice and like a shashalakach. So the kids, the difference is that if now Mishnah, where the Moicha gave an extra piece of property, it's not a question the prices go up, prices go down. It's only a question, I gave you too much property. So Lachar is Lachar has to give it back. So there, our Mishnah says a Svara that if the property is a small piece of property that can't be sold by itself, so the Moicha is going to lose out. To receive back such a small piece of property, what can he do with it? Therefore, there's a takana, the lakech tak has to pay him back the money. Because like this, if he gets money he could use. But here in this other braisa, that here it's smashed at times before the lakech, there it's a different shalom altogether. There it's not a shalom I gave you extra, but there it's a shalom that the prices went up or prices went down. So there, by giving back, you're going to lose out. Like there, the price of the property went up or went down. So therefore, we go boss the kashar azul kashar. We have to go boss the way it is right now.
Yeah.
Right now, the Mishnah says shimshaya besoda base test cabin. But let's say the extra amount of property that the lakech received. Again, I said I'm selling you a base kur offer, and it came out that the property I gave you was more, and not just a little bit more, but it was tisha cabin more. So then the Mishnah says, since what you have to give back now is the size of Tisha Kavin, that's like a field by itself, since it's called a field by itself, then the Lakher does not have to return the money, but he has a right to tell the Moicha, listen, this is a good piece of property by itself, take back this piece of property. Rav Huna says, Tisha Kavin Shamru, that we said, if I give you an extra piece of property of Tisha Kavin Shamru, v'yafilu b'bika gedoyla. Even though I sold you a tremendously big piece of property, more than a base kuru, Mama sold you 10 acres worth. Still, if the extra amount that I gave you was Tisha Kabin, Lamaise, even though it's such a small piece of land, Nogez have a portion of 100 acres, still Lakech has the right to give it back. Since Lamaise, this piece of land by itself has chashivas to it, the piece of land by itself could be used by itself, even though it's so small, connecting on this big piece of land that was sold, still he has the right to return back the piece of land. That's what Rav Huna says. For Rav Nachman Amanau, Noisein Shivas Kabin Umachsa L'chol Kur V'Kur. It has to be proportioned to every Kur. It has to be like Shiva Kabin Umachsa for every single Kur. Then we say this piece of property has some proportion to that piece of property. But let's say the sale was a big, big sale, and there's a small piece of property left over, then for sure everybody agrees what you have to return is the money and not the property. Like then the property doesn't have any value to it.
Yeah.
What else was Rashi saying? No. From Nachman Norman Noisein Shiva Kabin Umachsa L'chol Kur V'Kur means, even though it's a very big piece of property, we have to take each base kur by itself. And if the extra property that I gave you, if you divide up this big 10 acres here into kurim, and for each kur by itself, all that comes out that I gave you more was just Shiva Kabin Umachsa. In other words, for each kur by itself, it does not come out that I gave you Tesh Kabin. So therefore, or even so, like Vashtam Baram Hashpam, Vashonu Roy Ve'echod Asor Echod, Vashonu Elef Reboyim Lelef Soyin, Heaven Mechila. In other words, for each Kur by itself, 1/24th of it is called the Mechila. So therefore, if I sold you a big, big property, it's together like 1/24th of the whole thing is still called the Mechila. Even though it comes out a very, very, very big piece of property. But we look at each space Kur by itself. Like the Mishnah says, for each base kur property by itself, if I give you a drop more, means 1/24th, or 1/24th less, it's the giyu, it's part of the sale. So even though I sold you many and many kurim, we have to look at each kur by itself. And therefore, nice and shiva kabin omachza lechol kur v'kur. To each kur v'kur, you have a right to make the mistake 1/24th. Even though the mice, it adds up to a bigger size property, because I sold you hundreds of kurs. So you look at each one separately. All right, I turn over. The Gemara says,